Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Chase.
And I'm Timothy.
And this is Customer Service.
Morning.
Morning, pal. How we doing?
Okay.
We're getting back in it. I forgot to tell you. You know, you're feeling a little better, right?
I'm like 90% better. I do, yeah. Like, it's like, you know, we keep talking about this thing, but it's been going on for like 3 weeks. I said this is the longest I've been sick in my adult life, but it, like, it won't, I just can't fully get rid of it. Like, there's still like this lingering, I suddenly got a cough, and that's not like been part of it the whole time. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Michan got me some nose strips last night.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best. I've had them in the past, but this new brand we've got are like extra strength, and I was golden. Two nights ago, bro, I swear to God, I woke up in the morning and I told Michelle that I had been dreaming about rummaging through our old cupboard looking for saline spray because I couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe so badly that I was dreaming about trying to breathe.
You really have hit a point in your adult life where I think you need to go get this looked at.
It's the like ENT is what I got to go do.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's, you know, the more we talk about it and in Discord and here, like, it's a deviated septum, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
seems
what I mean?
Right.
So anyway, just wanted to shout out nose strips, and I think that I may or may not, I'm terrified of it, I might try to neti pot, bro.
Why are you terrified? I used to do it all the
time. I'm going to drown. I don't want
you're going to drown.
I don't pour nose water up my nose. I really, really
you just have to
don't
breathe.
Like this
you
sensation.
Have to breathe the whole time. You just have to, if you just do that and you start pouring, it just, nature takes its course, bro. Nothing.
But it clears you out, huh?
It does. It works really well. I always get a little worried because you have to be very careful with like making sure it's clean.
Oh yeah, because bacteria.
Yeah, you just like a lot of people say you like. There's a lot of techniques you can use: microwave it, put boiling water in it, blah 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 blah.
Do you ever, like distilled water, maybe?
Yeah. You just have to be careful with that, but it does work. I mean, it really like you'll be like, holy shit! I got like straight up like addicted to it for a while.
Yeah,
because it like it feels
well,
good.
Well, you remember those? Remember those like things we had from DG?
Those, oh my God.
It would activate the vagus nerve. For anybody out there, our buddy in Discord, DG, he's a true legend. If you don't know him, you should, because
icon.
Just like he's that motherfucker. You know what I mean? He's got his hand in everything. He knows about so many things. But he gave us those. It was like a nose spray that had, stuff in it. Like
we don't know enough
essential oils, but like I know what at some point it had some sort of nicotine in it.
Yeah.
And what it would do is, like, you'd spray it in your nose and it'd get you. It'd get your eyes all fucking crazy. And
I mean, just to be clear, like, we let everyone try it. Members of the team threw up when they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
No.
My body immediately accepted it. Well, it was into it.
But it was like, bro, it'd be like.
I loved it.
Opened
a lot.
You right up.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievably.
It was. I have to feel. I've only done this once. It's a little akin to, like. It's different. I don't know. Maybe it's not that different, but it's like smelling salts a little bit.
Yeah.
Where it's like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. It like really like jolts you.
Yeah.
But it did it would like clear you up. And like I felt it would take a minute because it didn't feel good at first. And then once it settled in, I'm like, I feel amazing. I feel like
you think
Lilith
has
up.
One of those? Has like a nose spray kind of situation?
I feel like this is a specialty DG product that we're going to need to talk to him
about.
Because
he also sent one that had juice of Mexican lime in it. And that one was, it was crazy. But it was one of those things where, like, I was also worried because I know this about myself. I have a very addictive personality.
You and I should not be doing anything like this, because it's like as soon as my body likes something, it's like, give it all to me.
Yeah, I would literally be like, okay, well, I'm here at work. Let me rip the nose spray real quick. And it became an obsession. So,
well, we used to do it all the time before we pack water. Like, let's just rip the nose thing.
Let's
real
just
fast.
Get to it and let's just bang it out.
Yeah, we'll just do it. And like we weren't like cleaning it in between putting it in each other.
No.
But it really like it.
It was nice when we had
good.
It though. It
I don't know.
Nice
I don't know what's it. All in there, but shout out DG because that thing I loved it.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not sure if I should have more of it or not. Maybe it's fine.
No,
to
I'm
have
actually
that
happy we
of.
Don't have. If we did, I would use it because it really did help me breathe. The bottom line is it worked well.
I feel like I could see better after I had it.
Yeah, Yeah, I know. It gave you like a glow almost.
It's just drugs.
Yeah. So DG, yeah, I loved it. He was giving us some steroids for our nose, more or less, is what it was. It like activated the
liquid
vagus
Valium
nerve and opened you up. But
yeah, it was great though. All right, so what's going on with you?
Shit, bro.
Did you have a nice weekend? You had a weekend alone?
Yeah, I did fuck
strap
all.
Strap in, folks.
I did nothing. Believe it or not, everybody, I did nothing.
He needed to rest from the... This is now week four, I think, of you being like, yeah, dude, just took it easy.
Took
really
it
needed
easy.
The time to...
I did set up my my office at home. The closet is now like a seed starting operation. I've got the whole thing. I got my... $75 of seeds delivered. I categorized them. I've started a couple things. I did some yard work over the weekend while it was really nice. Did you spend any time outside?
Mm-hmm.
Did a little bit of yard work. That's really all I did, bro. I reorganized the garage almost fully. We have a bunch of shit we still got to throw away, but like I hung a bunch of. We had that old pegboard we had here, you know, that had all the sewing supplies on it, and so I hung a lot of stuff on the walls to hang, you know. Rakes and shovels and whatnot. So I just did a lot of organizing, believe it or not. I did some cleaning too.
Wow.
Caught me off guard.
Wow.
But yeah, peach tree on our property is alive and well. I think we're going to have some stuff this year. Knock on wood.
That's absolutely not wood, but you just knocked on.
I thought maybe on the inside of it there's some wood.
I mean, maybe. All right, that's nice. What did you guys do? Let me tell you what I did. I had quite the experience this weekend. Well, we had like a nice, like, we'd like cleaned the house nice on Friday. And we, so it was like all ready to go. I took Gia to dance class, came home. It's nice.
Saturday?
You know, yeah. Very chill. It's nice going. I like taking her to the ballet class because it's like very chill.
Is it the building we went to when we saw her perform?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like one of the smaller rooms. Yeah. And they do the dance class and they play, you know, classical music.
Yeah,
and then there's art. I look around at mostly bad art. And then. It's very mellow, though. I like it. It's a nice start to a weekend. And then we're like, because it was nice out, we're like, let's take Gia to the Lego store again. Because I took her once when, after
the... All the way out in Colorado Mills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, it's like, if you go the one way, it's like a pretty nice drive.
93.
Yeah, it's really mellow. So mm-hmm. just like listen to music and
see the mountains the whole way through. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Went out there. One of the things she wanted was for some reason, like really discounted. And it was like a big Lego set. And I was like, great, let's run it up.
Yeah, beautiful.
She was excited, had a nice drive home. Just did that all afternoon, listened to my Japanese ambient music,
nice.
And did Legos with her. It was very mellow. It was so nice. And we're like, just having like a really nice day, you know?
Yeah.
And then we're like, I was like, should we go get like dinner? Would that be fun? And it was like, I think it'd be fun.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So, and then the night took for a turn. I'm not going to shout out any names of places because there's plenty of sushi restaurants in Boulder.
Yeah.
So you can pick which one you think that I might have been at or if you know the area. But I'm sorry for the coughing. I'm trying to not. But, so we went to one, and for some reason they were like, oh yeah, there's just nothing. And we're like, what do you mean? Like not even giving me like a 2 hour wait or anything. Just like, yeah, nothing. And I was like, nothing for three. And we were kind of early too for the evening. He's like, yeah, you could wait for the bar. And I was like, we got like a kid with us, bro. And he's like, yeah, looking at my books and just nothing. I'm like, you're fully booked. Like, not a wait period, not a maybe. Just
come back,
like,
tomorrow.
We could give you a call, maybe. And it was like, all right, dude. So we're like, let's look around. Went to another one. And I've never been to this one before. And I was like, this is fine. Now, I will say, we got to, it was like a little bit of a wait because they said they had a reservation. Mm-hmm. So we're like,
is it one of the newer ones that Coop and Paige really like?
I don't. No.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's the one you're thinking of based on what you just signaled to me. It's different than
that. Okay.
I don't know how old it is. I've never seen it before. Who knows?
Okay.
And like I said, I don't want to.
No, all good.
I kind of do want to dox them because the experience was awful, but I'm not going to. So we go over there and we walk in and we're like, oh, this is like, so we make a reservation online because they said they had a reservation like about 20 minutes from when we were at that. And I was like, no big deal. We'll take a little walk. We'll go over this. No big deal. I love sushi, but unless I'm paying an exorbitant amount of money, there's no difference. It's all pretty good. You know what I mean?
I would agree with you. Chris the other day just went to Sprouts and picked us up the lunch sushi for $5. I enjoy that as much as I enjoy from a restaurant. There's
a threshold.
A couple outliers where I've had, for instance, the spot that Coop took us for Ryan's birthday.
Yeah.
And the Abby came to, and then Matsuhisa. But for the most part, it's all, unless you're at that level of like Drake money, Nobu, obviously, Matsuhisa, then it's all basically the same. Anyway.
I think also you cross the threshold on too much money and you're like, this is dorky. This is like where NBA players eat. It just feels like it's created for like someone who doesn't have great taste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just expensive. So that's what validates the cost.
Yeah.
So I don't like that.
No, it's when you're flexing and you want to take someone out.
Bingo.
That's
where
what
it's
it
like
is.
It's we're no longer paying for the sushi. I'm paying for that.
I'm paying for this much. I'm spending this much money.
I'm paying for this dorky experience. Yeah. So which is okay sometimes, but I just don't. Again, you cross a certain threshold with eating where you're like, this is dumb. This is really dumb. I'm not paying for the food any longer. And the experience when I'm looking around going, this is a bunch of like ugly furniture that you're passing is expensive. Or maybe you did get charged too much for it. You know what I mean? Like that there's like an aquarium in the bathroom kind of shit.
Yeah.
Not my flavor. But there is a threshold of like goes from good to great. Mm-hmm. That is an expense level that I do understand that there's a difference of. Mm-hmm. This was below that, in my opinion, but fine. It was still good.
Yeah, still good.
So anyway, we're in there. We walk in. It's small. And I'm like, this is small. And I was like, maybe we should bail. I had that thought in my head, but I'm like, let me just see how this goes. So they walk in. They act like we're strangers who they're like, we don't serve the public. And we're like, they didn't say that. But it was like that was the vibe of like, what are you doing here? And we're like, so we wait for a minute. And they're just like staring at us. And we're like, do we sit wherever or we have a reservation at 7? And they were like, and we're like, can we sit there? And they're like, no, that's a reservation for half an hour from now. And we're like, the whole table? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. They're like,
did you have a res?
Yeah. They acted like it. So we're like, okay, so where do you want to sit? And they were like, and I'm like, this isn't really my responsibility. You know what I mean? Like, this is sort of your responsibility to be like, here's where you're going to sit.
Yeah.
And then we do it.
That's the exchange.
They were like, you could probably sit up there. They just cashed out, so you'll just have to, like, maybe wait a second. So we're like, okay. So we're like, wait a minute. And it's like, also, like, the seating is literally in front of the cash register, which is, why is there even seating there? You know what I mean? So it's like, supposed to be at the bar, but the bar's too tall to even see anything. Yeah. It's near the cash register. Yeah. It's all so strange.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So we wait a minute, and I'm like, they're not leaving at all. Like, you know what I mean? They're just they're in the middle of a conversation.
They're
I'm
not
like,
in a hurry.
Okay, like, we're like, okay, so should we go somewhere else? Because they don't really seem to be leaving. So we waited. And there's nowhere to stand. I'm standing, like, in the middle of the restaurant. You know what I mean?
Oh, I would. Yeah.
I know. So I'm basically, like, I'm ready to bail, but I can tell Abby's not yet there. So then they're like, you could sit up there. And I see where they mean by the window. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me. There's this kid up there. I mean, not a kid. He's an adult. And he's looks like he just got done hiking, which, you know, it's 7 and it's dark. You know what I mean? Like, he did not just get done hiking.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got his backpack on. He's got his stupid little outfit.
Yeah. He's probably drinking his water through a straw coming out of his backpack.
He's got a little, that's the vibe. He's got like some sort of drink and he's got like, he's ordering one sushi at a time and not just like going, here's what everything I want. I want one and I want you to come back and check on me and then I'll order another one after I ask you a bunch of asinine questions. And he's singing to the songs. I got to hear him sing all of Landslide because I got sat next to him. He's also we're at a bar. He's sitting horizontal. So, like, I'm sitting in his lap, basically. You know what I mean?
Why?
He will not move. He wants to talk to me more than anything else in the world. You know what I mean? And I'm giving him –
you're probably being fairly
I'm annoyed.
At this point.
I hate that what we're doing. Yeah. The fact that I'm, like, sitting there going, this is going to cost, like, $100
and
I'm going to hate this experience.
Fucking inbred, yeah.
And he won't sit different. Because obviously, I can imagine sitting that way if you're alone and then being like, oh, shoot, people are coming over. Let me get in my
own space.
Yeah. Nope. Did not do that at all. He's taking up two spaces, no question. And he's singing Landslide. And then he sang another song. Then he was journaling the whole time, which it's like, I can only imagine what's in these in this journal.
Yeah, yeah.
And nothing that anyone ever needs to read. It's nothing important. And he's commenting on everything. He's taking every bite, like he's taking like 6 bites of a piece of sushi, and every single time he's like and then at one point I couldn't see him because I would not turn that way. I felt like he leaned into my ear and said unctuous, and I literally looked over and I was like, you gotta, I gave him like a look like, this needs to end right now, this is too much. Unctuous. He's slurping the each one too, like it's just awful.
Yeah.
Awful. And I'm not even like sensitive about this type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's
no, this dude is just
if you has mesosoap, whatever that is, the you know, like hearing people eat, it would have driven someone up a wall. Yeah. I mean, it was gross.
Yeah.
It was just jingling the ice of his drink the whole time. Then literally he'd get the guy to come over. The guy can't get over to him because we're in the way now, this bar and then where they have this like birthday party set up. No one showed up for, by the way. And then he scoots in, and then he'll be like, tell me about this. And this one kid, the kid that was our server, knew. It's like
if I was serving.
It's like if you just showed up there and was like, let me help out. But you don't know anything. He's like, ooh, I don't know anything about that. And then he'd be like, but do you think it's this type of fish? And it's like, why don't you just tell him about it? Because obviously you know about it, and you want to play this game.
Yeah.
So just do your thing. So
yeah, this poor kid.
Oh, it's just awful. Then the server, after 20 minutes of sitting there, there's no one in the goddamn restaurant, by the way, just to be clear. He finally comes over to us and is like, Abby's mad at me because I'm making faces because I can't, I feel like I'm going to lose my mind with this guy.
I know exactly what's happening.
And I got Gia playing like drums with the chopsticks because it's taking too long. The kid finally comes over and goes, have you been helped? And it's like, what are you talking about? You're the only guy here. There's only one other couple in the corner that's been here for a while. Like, what? No, obviously. How could you not know that? And then he goes, okay, let me get you started with a couple of things. We're like, okay. So we like put a drinks order in, put a couple appetizers in, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Leaves and just goes, stands by the front. I'm watching him. I'm like, he's just standing by the front. He didn't put any order in or anything. So we get to the point where I'm like, okay, so he hasn't really done anything. And then I was like, Abby, are we supposed to order like, you know, with one of those QR things or whatever? And she's like looking around. She's like, well, there is one. I think we can do that. But it wants you to pay entirely on there, and we just ordered stuff, so I'm not sure how that works.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, maybe just order it. We get the entire order together, all of us, and put it all together. He then comes over and goes, oh, are you ordering on the app? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, you can order with me too. And we're like, okay, well, you haven't been here or brought us anything, so it's like a little weird. And he's like, yeah, you can order with me. It's okay. So we order with him. He never brings us the appetizer or the drinks. Finally, he comes over after another 20 minutes and goes, did you ever get that drink? And I was like, nah, man. And he goes, oh, good. And I went, no, I didn't get it. And he goes, oh, okay. So sorry. Let me get that. And then towards the end, Gia, because he forgot, like, we got, like, edamame for Gia and stuff. And
uh-huh.
He forgets. And he goes, did she ever get those beans? And we're like, no, bro. No.
She didn't get those. Fucking either. Dumbass.
Then at one point, he just brings out, like, only one entree. Like, one, like, that's, like, Abby's. And just puts it on it. He goes, here you go. And we're like, cool. And we figured, okay, the rest will be out in a minute. Nope. Another, like, 15. It's like, what is this guy doing? Like, I just don't understand. Like, it was the most poorly run restaurant I've ever seen. Why the people that were behind us, there was a whole empty, big-ass table behind us. Never there. They never showed up. Never had us move. It was just he's got two people seated back by the bathroom. He's got us sitting up there with the lunatic, the guy singing Landslide to me. He's got no one in the main dining area. He's got no one sitting there because that's a reservation that never showed up.
Yeah.
It was the most poorly run restaurant I've ever been to in my entire life. Unbelievable. They comped a couple things, thank God, because of like the experience was so bad. Because this kid couldn't remember anything we said to him at all. And it was just like, it was the worst restaurant experience I've had in my adult life. And then I got home, like after like, you know, a quiet walk home, because I'm in trouble for being too mean. Uh-huh. And because the guy was driving me crazy. And and my phone prompted me like, hey, do you want a journal about your trip to this restaurant? And I was, you know, because it has that like feature. And I'm like, oh, Apple.
Oh, I do.
Apple. I do and don't at the same time. So it was one of those things where I was like, oh, what a nice day into like this like really shitty experience.
Dude.
Just ruined the whole night, you know?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
fucking like, what sucks. The fuck are we doing?
I don't know. I mean, I think that you and I should start a business where we basically John Taffer people.
Who's John Taffer?
From Bar Rescue.
Okay, I was hoping that's name? Who it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know his name, but I can picture the fella.
Yeah.
He looks like the guy who does fake karate.
Yeah.
I think that who am I thinking of?
I mean, I know who
he's like.
Hold on,
a cop too, but he's an actor. It's not Sylvester Stallone, but it's like that guy. Slick back ponytail.
He's in a lot of trouble.
He's huge.
He's really bad.
Yeah,
like a racist and an idiot and just an overall moron.
Yeah, Bar Rescue guy looks like him though.
Yeah, man, people are gonna be flipping out.
Yeah,
not that we don't know this.
Yeah,
I'm picturing him perfect too.
Yeah.
Well, he's an idiot. I'm glad I forget his name. Everyone should forget his name. He's a piece of shit. Anyway, then though I did go to a movie that at night because you know I like
Saturday
to go,
night.
Mm-hmm, I like yeah. to go to my 9:45s.
Yep.
So I went to the movie. It's called Perfect Days.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this movie?
No.
I'm not gonna suggest you try to jump into past lives because I don't think you're ready for that.
Yeah. Wait, real quick. Did you see on Discord? Nevergreen was like, "Hey guys, I'm gonna watch Past Lives. Wish me luck." And everybody was like, "Good luck." And he comes back like 2.5 hours later after the movie's done, and he just posts, "Damn."
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I still don't think like of all the ones I've like talked about and stuff, that's not the heaviest though by yeah. any stretch. I mean, it's still it has its own way, but it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand not starting you out with something.
Sure.
Although, it's one of those things where. If you would just eat the crow and try one of these things, there's no reason you wouldn't be into this type of drama.
I would like the movie when it's all said and done.
Because I'll never understand your argument of like, don't like feely movies, but half the you know music you listen to that isn't future is all like one
Owen.
Weepy
it's Mike
guy. Weepy guy and a guitar,
yeah.
you know, over and over and over again. Yeah. Mark Hosley, yeah. So it's like this is technically up your alley.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is different.
Perfect
this is,
Days?
Yeah, this is Wim Wenders, so it's, you know, you like Paris, Texas, right?
Yeah.
Same director.
Oh, cool.
Set in Japan.
Dope.
About a guy who lives like a very, like, secluded life as a bathroom janitor in Tokyo.
Cool.
And he raises little trees in his house, little, like, I forget what type
bonsai?
Of trees they're. Not bonsai. I don't know what they are. Like Japanese maple trees or whatever.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Whatever they grow in, like, the temples and stuff. And he does that, and he has, like, this very strict routine. And, you know, he takes his job very seriously, but his, like, life is very, it's like, literally the whole movie is, like, very slow. I mean, you've seen Paris, Texas. It's, mm-hmm, like, in mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. vein of,
you're
like.
You really sit in it for a long
yeah,
time.
It's yeah, it's that. And it's, like, and you just watch this guy's routine over the course of, like, 5 days. You know what I mean? And it's repetitive in, like, the most pleasing way, though. Because, first of all, it's set in Tokyo, and mm-hmm. he's a good-looking guy. He looks cool. He's got this cool little truck he drives
uniform,
around.
Uniform, I would assume, too.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. And he does the whole thing, and it's very, like, relaxing, and he's got yeah. the cool, like, one of those like tatami mat like house
uh-huh.
with the bed that you roll up and it's very he just like he has this like really great like, lives a very simple life like you always talk about like mm-hmm. and you're like you start doing the calculations in your head because you have all this time in the movie to like think you know what I mean
yeah
and you're like oh yeah I mean, like how much money would you really have to make to get a small apartment he's only got a couple things he has like this routine can't cost that much money he
yeah.
doesn't cook in the house which is a big thing of
doesn't
mine
cook in the house.
Just goes to places and eats. He's the same thing. He eats an egg sandwich every single day with a milk. He has a coffee in the morning from one of the vending machines,
yep.
and he goes to like this one restaurant at night.
In Japan, they make it totally
well, to be
feasible
fair, yeah, in
to
Japan,
that,
you can
dude.
Afford that, yeah.
yeah.
But it is like, you know, he's got this like strict routine on weekends that he does, and he like is really into cassettes, and he listens
yeah.
to those in his truck every morning, and it's like, it's very nice to like, mm-hmm. I liked living in it. I could have watched like 6 hours of it, I think,
yeah.
and been perfectly happy. But I think you'd like it because it's very much up your alley of the kind of like extremist shit you talk about.
Yeah.
But it is
extremist in like the most like not what people
yeah.
label extremist though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like these extreme
yeah.
statements you
yeah,
make
yeah,
about
yeah, yeah,
how you'd live
yeah.
your life.
Yeah.
But it's a really, really good movie. I loved it. And it does, there is like, it's basically then like. Little things happen that like make him happy that he like that kind of like and little things like obviously like you know to live this life you have to make certain sacrifices that obviously like hit him
mm-hmm,
throughout
mm-hmm.
and they kind of show up and you see that like you see him like fall out of rhythm with his routine and back into it too and how much joy that brings him and stuff it's very
yeah.
interesting. It's the first movie I saw and I was like oh Chase would I think this is
yeah
the
no
one.
I'm really interested in this.
Now I still think you should go see it in theaters because I have a big.
You're
you know,
a big
thing around that.
Big advocate for theater.
Yeah,
yeah,
I just think you're like really engaged, and the music hits so much harder, and
yeah.
the moments hit so much harder, and you're a little more engaged because it's a big screen, and you're you know
yeah
you know I've got a big ass TV, I got a sound bar, I do the whole thing. The experience that I still am paying to go to a theater because there's a different something
mm-hmm.
happens
mm-hmm.
that's different,
mm-hmm. no,
especially when
you
see movies alone. I think that's a doubly when you see movies alone.
Yeah,
especially at like the 9:45 showings.
Yeah.
So, it was really great. I loved that. So that kind of fixed the weekend for me a little bit
because nice.
I liked that a lot.
You do anything fun Sunday?
No, just sort of chilled Sunday. Didn't
yeah.
do anything because we haven't really taken it easy since being sick either. So
yeah, true.
It was nice to just
yeah.
like not really do anything that day.
Yo, speaking of routine, I want to shout out the fella in Boulder. You know what I'm talking about that we see every single day, getting his pizza at Nick and Willie's.
Oh yeah.
So there's an older fella in Boulder. Who I believe he is like an RTD mechanic is what we've heard through the through the grapevine, Ian used to live next to him.
I was going to say,
he would walk out of his door. He would walk out of his door every morning, and Ian said he would put a banana peel on the tree in the front yard.
Eats so there was just a ton of banana peels on the tree.
And then he we'll see him walk from where the stew is, more or less, kitty corner across the street to Nick and Willie's. He's got his little $5 bill in his hand. He will have his like slice of pizza and a little soda or whatever, or maybe not even a soda. But anyway, he eats a slice of pizza by scooting it off the edge of the plate, eats it, sitting on the sidewalk, and then he gets up and goes back
like
to
never
his job.
Touches the pizza, if that
no,
makes sense.
Just,
yeah.
It holds the plate on his hand like a platter and scoots it towards his mouth and just does that until the pizza's gone. And I love routine.
Same time, doesn't matter the weather.
Without fail, dude.
If there is a truck where he sits on the curb, he will sit on the curb still with the tires like 2 inches from his feet. He will not change.
That's what he does. So I when you were talking about the movie, that reminds me. I really do like routine. I like seeing other people's routines.
Too, yeah.
I like to know about everyone's neuroticism and how they organize shit in their brain. You know what I mean? Like,
this movie would scratch an itch for you that like nothing else does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, imagine actually getting to watch that guy's routine with like Velvet Underground playing in the background. You know what I mean? Like, and it's in Tokyo. You know what I mean? It's like, it really hits all the things.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
I want to see his outfit.
It's like,
uniform dressing? You know what I'm saying?
Not
uniform in the realm of like for his work, but I'm saying like he has a vibe and that's what he
is. So I wanted to comment on this
because
it's good.
Yeah.
It's like a situation where if we needed to wear like a uniform to work, it's like we could do this.
Yeah.
It's good. And I think that whoever did it, like obviously it's meant to look very pedestrian, but at the same time, like I know the clothes were nicer than, because I could tell because some of the details, but. So he's got the thing that he wears every single day, which basically he has like boxer shorts and like a little gray t-shirt that he wears all the time. Then he puts he's got like the Tokyo Toilet Company or whatever, like like what is that called?
Like a one piece though.
Yeah, I can't, not like a coveral, but kind of like, I can't think of what that's called.
Yeah, we're blanking.
Having troubles today. But he puts that on, so he's got that and he hangs it up in the same place in his house every single day next to a little wardrobe area. These are the outfits he has. So if he's going out to eat, he wears these like loose fitting, very nice looking like khakis with these like leather sandals and this brown like linen shirt.
Sick. Fuck
yeah. And then when he's doing errands, he has like a different type of like loose pant, like a khaki kind of pant. And then this like really great like chambray with like a big ass gusset on it.
Yeah.
And that's his like, if he's running errands.
Yeah.
That's everything. That's all of it. And then he washes it every Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's, again, it really scratches an itch for me. Like, I got home and I'm like, I gotta purge again.
Bro,
I keep saying, I need to purge until it hurts a little bit. Yeah. I need to be like, these are hard to get rid of, but I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking the exact same thing. It's like, I had trouble getting ready this morning, which I ended up wearing the same thing I do anyway. This gray EG sweater, my green Orslo fatigues, and then this Viz Galay. The sport one that I wear every day come winter, because I can wear it underneath on top. And it's like, I get dressed and I'm like, I'm going to do this, that, or the other. And then I put it on, I'm like, I just want to wear the things. I'm still playing the game that I just want to wear the things.
See, I think that I need to go, here's like an outfit, like, because that's the thing, like, even though I have all these clothes, I kind of go back to the same, I get in rhythms of a certain outfit, you know, for a season, and I just keep going back to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, I need to decide, like, what are those things? And like, then max out the spend on those things. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I need a gray crew neck, then is a Visvim the most expensive one? Then that's what I need. You know what I mean? Just get the nicest version of it I can get and be like, that's my one. That's my gray sweatshirt. Doubles, because you know me.
Yeah.
I got to stop with doubles.
But then the thing you have
everything.
To do is you have to, whatever you have to do to trick yourself so that you don't treat it like an albatross in the closet. If you get, you're like, listen, I want a gray crew neck. What's my favorite one? The Viz one is my favorite shape. Cool. Then you got to wear it into the fucking ground.
That's what I'm saying.
Can't worry about it being expensive. That's the one, and that's what I'm going to do.
The thing is, though, if you get rid of everything else and I don't have an option,
then
I'm stuck with
I'm
it.
I'm with you.
In fact,
I got rid of all of my, like, you know, cheapy clothes, like, 2 years ago. So, like, I really do. I only have stuff from Canoe Club at this point. I have like sweatpants that I wear around the house and like a hoodie that I wear around the house that is oil stained and shit, you know what I mean? But like, more or less, like, if I'm just gonna go run errands, I'm wearing what I'm wearing now. Like, I don't have other clothes. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it has been really freeing being like, no, I'm going to go garden. Like this weekend, I did all that organization. I was wearing my Orslow fatigues and the Orslow denim coat. I made that choice that those are going to be my outdoor clothes for the year, and that's I'm just sticking to it. And when I'm working outside or fucking around my car, whatever, that's what I put on.
Mm-hmm.
And you just let it be what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I will admit that I like struggle with that.
Oh, I do too. Thinking,
you know what I mean? But I agree with it.
I just commit to it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, because I just have this like, well, you know me, I'm worse than you. I just buy things and then put them in the closet for a certain amounts of time, and then I just like knowing that I own them,
mm-hmm.
and I don't wear them.
But what's the
but
point,
I do that
dude?
A lot.
Yeah, too I know much. You do.
And then I get like, if I start to wear something a lot, I go, I need backups. I need a lot of backups.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I do that. It's just like a safety thing. It's
yeah.
like, well, then if I like that thing, then if that gets ruined for any reason, mm-hmm. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what, you can just buy another one. You know what I mean? It's not like one. A.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
Yeah. I'm not suggesting I'm going to buy less clothes, but I want to get it down to where it's a really one in, one out. And I'm like, it's more like I've only got the best of this stuff.
Yeah, you know I'm mean? With you.
It's only the top contenders.
Yep.
And if they get ruined, then I just got to replace them. And, you know, but if you're only replacing stuff now and then, it's not like it's that I mean, it's expensive, but if not cost per wear.
And then the thing is, like, you feel good when you put it on always.
Mm-hmm.
You're never wearing a thing because you have it in your closet and it hasn't gotten wear. And you're like, well, I feel guilty. I have this thing I spent money on. I should wear it. And then you wear it and you're like, I feel like I bricked some shit today. It's not, I don't feel good. I don't feel like myself. So it's freeing. It's boxing yourself in to be more free.
Yeah.
We talk about this as something we do here often, which is like, let's strip it down, box it in. That is what's going to allow the freedom. And it typically, that's how we find the most creative solves to all of our problems internally.
Well, you know, in the same way that that movie, like all the scenes, like really let you sit in it. You know what I mean? Like you sit in the scene. I really like that about a lot of the movies I watch, which are like tend to be like slightly slower paced movies, is that like if they're doing like a scene in his apartment. I mean, in this movie too, they even like pan around like they give you a lot of time in the space. You really yeah. get to
you
know
get to know
it.
Where he lives.
Yeah, and I just think space. That movies make a lot of mistakes these days by trying to fit as much in as possible.
They want
to
make it like a TikTok reel.
So you just can't fucking like you don't have any time to like watch things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Graham and I were just talking about this the other day, actually, about some Instagram video stuff, and it was kind of like, I don't mind the short videos, but like there was this one in this like Japanese salon that they go viral a lot, so people have probably seen it. I don't know what it's called, but it's just like them hanging out in the space, and you're like, the space is beautiful. Everyone is beautiful in their own way. Everyone's got unique style. They're always doing something interesting where they're just chilling. It's very relaxed and warm, but I'm also just like, I can sit there and watch the loop for a couple minutes going like, oh, I didn't notice that cool thing that they have in the corner. I didn't know what that guy was wearing, and I didn't see that this person walked through. And, you know, you can keep noticing new things because you have the time.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of the same thing for like what we're talking about with the closet of like, it's like that way then I can like fall in love with things and not mm-hmm. be like, well, like I really need to wear this other thing because I never wear it. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
it's like
bro.
It kind of like turns into this like little bit of an albatross at the same time.
No, I completely agree. The amount of times that I get dressed and think, I haven't worn these pants in a minute,
so I need
I
to.
Feel guilty, so I'm gonna work them in. I'm gonna shoehorn them in regardless, even though I know in my heart of hearts, deep down in my heart of hearts, that I don't want to wear this item. But I spent the money. I feel guilty. I have to. And I hate that. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think that what we're like vouching for is like getting the opportunity to like fall in love with your clothes a little bit more instead of being always like, oh, this didn't exactly work with that one fit. I'm sick of it. I'm going to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, just being like, okay, really evaluating. I mean, we've talked about this 100 times, but like, what am I actually gravitating towards every single day? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then how many do I need? And I think the problem is, like, for me, I end up always feeling like I need, like, if I find, like, a hat or shoes or something like that I like, I end up buying, like, a bunch of colors
because
I feel like I need to because I need to make it fit inside of all these different things I have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you just had a little bit less and it was a little bit more curated, one thing should go with everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not doing that at the current, you know what I mean, at the current clip. So, yeah, but it's hard. It's like hard to make that commitment though. And I'm not usually someone who has troubles with commitment, but it's like hard. This has been a year long, like years of thinking about this going, I need to pare down. I need to pare down.
Yeah.
And I pare down a little bit and I feel good about it for a minute, but I'm like, it's never hurt. You know what I mean? I'm always like, I still have
it's like a lot of shit.
Like a ton of it. Yeah. Yeah. So, and the thing is too, like I basically outfit repeat anyway. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm like, I just get into like rhythms. It's probably because it's like the stuff I actually like to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you might at some point be like, hey, next season, I want to change the silhouette or something because some trend has shifted a little bit or, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. I get that, you know, and then just make the change. But realistically, the thing you're going to actually wear is probably like similar to the one you're wearing all the time now, just slightly different fit. Like similar color, a similar fabric or whatever it is, whatever you're drawn to.
But a slightly different fit, whether it's a fabric or
Yeah, well, I'm gonna reevaluate.
Yeah.
So once again.
Yeah, because you have been wearing some new stuff lately, though. But you've been wearing it often.
Yeah.
You got those Nanamika pants. You got this quilted liner, more or less.
I don't know what it is. It was just a. That's it. The other thing is I'm addicted to eBay, so I got to probably stop that, which is a lot of like.
Well, because you find a deal, you're like, fuck it, I'm going to try it.
Well, and half the time it's like, I'll be like, it's just like, I'll put a bid for $12. Like, that's how much I paid for this stupid thing. You know what I mean? It's like the old, like, first, I think it's second season La Mer Uniqlo. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like the stuff when it was still like Uniqlo and La Mer, not like Uniqlo U. And I like the stuff of that because I like all that because it's like, it feels a little less like cause or something. Like, the new stuff always kind of feels a little like. Diffused, you know what I mean? Where the old stuff felt like it was a little bit more like unique to it, was like its own collection.
Yeah, I got you.
I liked that stuff. And it's like this, you know, I didn't even necessarily want it. It was just like, it's $12. I kind of like the color. It's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's that.
You've been wearing it though. So
it's nice. It's a nice weight. Now I might need to be like, all right, cool. I'd go to this kind of, this is a little like a, like an Arc'teryx jacket, where it's like, I do go to that type of thing a lot. You know what I mean? Like a simple, like lightweight, but not down. I don't know what you call that, but one of those light fill, kind of mid-layer.
The one you have that's black, it's like not light. It's not a shell, but it's also not a puffer.
Yeah, it's kind of in between.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that a lot. I go to that kind of thing quite a bit. It's like what I put on before the gym. You know what I mean?
You wear it as a mid-layer almost, too.
I do that sometimes, quite a bit, actually, especially in the winter. I wear it alone with just, like, fatigues, and it looks cool.
Yeah,
like,
dope.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that's the type of thing where it's like, okay, cool. I know that I go to that a lot. So that's one of the things I should focus on, you know, finding the one of. You know what I mean? And just spending the money and being like, that's my one.
Yeah.
Or keeping an eye out for it, too. You know what I mean? Being like, I want to get to the best and then get rid of the other ones I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, like, also kind of upgrading at the same time, but within reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to commit.
It is tough.
And I don't know, like, what are all the categories I need? Because obviously I can't go down to three outfits like the guy from Perfect Days, but...
Yeah, it's sick, though.
I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
Maybe in my older age.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If you had to go down to three outfits like that, what brand?
Orslo.
Yeah.
I mean, off the top, I want the Type 2. I want a pair of green fatigues, white shirt, pair of Birkenstocks, that's that, and then change the color of the fatigues and give me a chore coat and two different hats. That's all that I would need. Obviously, barring winter, but like for mostly year-round wear, that would encompass just about anything that I would possibly consider wearing.
Well, I think that the nice thing about the reason we go to Orslo a lot, I mean, I think technically you can do this with Viz too because they have enough of an offering at this point of like core items that are like, anybody could wear them, like, you know, like I'm talking, like I was saying, gray sweatshirts, jeans, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, anything that's, like, kind of has that level of, like, simplicity sort of works in that category. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I do get that. Of, like, Orslo probably makes the most sense because it has the most, like, wearable items. Like,
yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
No wild shit, you know. Well, they do have wild shit, some of it, but.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not with that, not their bread and butter necessarily.
No.
Yeah.
Not the $40,000 rabbit fur jacket.
Yeah. All right, what else we got? What do we got going on with the store this week? We got a
Eastlog,
lot of stuff coming in.
Eastlog comes today. This is Tuesday, time of recording. This is coming out today.
I will Eastlog let everyone know today. That like our schedules have gotten absolutely torched the past couple weeks for like varying reasons. So
just an unbelievable amount of work to do.
Just like stuff we got to get done, things that can't fit in because there's too many things to do in a given short amount of time, and things keep getting messed up with shipments because it's that time of year, and it's just, it's that stuff. So we're working, everything's going to get done. Everyone's going to get what we said they were going to get and all this shit. But
sorry
if there's been some delays on things.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, we got a lot of stuff we got to work out. Internally, technologically, we have a couple moving pieces within the business, but there is a lot of shit on the way. Eastlog comes today. It'll be our first shipment from them. If you're not familiar, think like Korean engineered garments-ish in terms of silhouette, makeup, fit, fabrics.
Kind of gives me like a nonative vibe too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mixed with EG, mixed with something higher end. I don't know what to choose, but somewhere in that category.
Yeah. I'm excited to get some in. Maybe cop a little something, you know what I mean?
Who knows?
Well, I say that a lot and I rarely do. East Log, we have another shipment from Engineered Garments coming end of the week. That's painter pants and that's work shirt. So if you've been keen for those, they're going to be dope.
Have we had those before?
We've had painters. Spring, summer,
oh,
19.
Right.
Me and Coop both got a pair. Black
those,
and the navy.
Those are really good, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
I shouldn't have sold mine.
Shit.
I got rid of them because, you know what? I don't necessarily love double cloth from EG. You know that fabric?
Yeah, it's harder.
It gets a weird sheen that is not my thing. It looks dirtier than all other fabrics, and they were patchwork, and a good amount of them was double patchwork.
I don't think it's the right fabric for you.
It's not my thing.
That makes sense.
No.
Yeah, but like Cooper, it works for him.
Yeah. And he probably still has them. He wore those blue ones a lot.
A lot, yeah.
So we got those coming. Story is on the way. There's been a mix. I don't know what's going on with that shipment. So we're gonna have to do a little work today and figure out what's good with that
shipment. Every shipment has been a pain in the ass.
What else do we have on the way?
Harago.
Harago comes end of this
week.
It's
a good spring shirting.
Beams Plus is on the way, and that is a massive shipment.
Big shipment of that.
And then there's another shipment. Why can't I think of it? Oh, CDG Perfume is getting restocked, and that's on the way.
Mm-hmm. Margin Cleanser is getting restocked.
Yeah.
I know people might have seen
the
Margin Moisturizer
already, but the cleanser is still on the way.
It's a little bit behind.
Frism Works is going to be in the realm of
should
soon.
Be soon. Yeah.
I need to import that whenever they hit us up and say it's ready. Getting a little restock from Libero. That's dope. We got, I don't know if we said this yet, but a brand coming this season is Rototo.
That should be soon too.
It's a new offering for us.
Mm-hmm.
Just socks and shit.
Oh, and one that we might, Camille will be online Wednesday,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
We're waiting on a shooting
issue.
We've
had it.
It's really good.
We've had it,
it's
but
so
it's not online yet. We're waiting for a mannequin. Basically.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing. But the stuff's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's really
I love
fucking
it.
Cool. You know who loves it, bro, is Bob.
I know. He's
really gassed on it, and I love it.
He bought a bunch of it.
In fact, I want to put on that red hoodie today and see.
Hoodie's sick.
It seems
really like
proper
that, like that plaid zip with the hood.
Yeah, with the pockets, right? Mm-hmm. The smock. You see what they did? Like that pocket bag, they have the buttonhole through the pocket bag. So like...
Interesting.
Proportionally, the pocket bag pokes out through the buttons if you button
weird.
The whole thing. It's just really cool. And when you told me
like
about the blueprint thing, it really
that
lines
V-neck
up.
With the V that's like off
yeah, it's
center,
all off kilter and shit.
Yeah,
it's sick.
It's supposed to look like basically like drafting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's supposed
mm-hmm.
to be like if you were to draft something out and then just made it off the draft. Like no, don't make any fixes or anything like that. It's supposed to feel sort of like natural and organic in that way.
Yeah,
it does feel that way. It doesn't feel like. It feels intentional, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't feel like forced. It doesn't feel like it's just odd to be odd. It feels like this is how it got done, and it
and
just,
then that's
I don't
what
know,
it
just,
is.
Yeah,
yeah. No,
it's,
I agree.
It's really cool, and I think that like what's exciting is to see how some of that stuff like ages as you wear it because it's like you know it's frayed on the outseam, and it's like it's just all these like it's going to really kind of develop and become more interesting as you
but
wear
like,
it.
But like when you look at it, it's like they did finish it though. Like,
oh, yeah.
The pants are raw hemmed, but there's a stitch running through it. So it's not going to fray up. It'll fray to the stitch. You know what I mean? And
it's thoughtful.
So it's definitely, there's a lot of intention. So I'm excited for that. You guys are going to love that. Again, new brand for us. We're internally really excited about it, and I think that's going to show. So
I really like what they're doing. It feels like a fresh take on, like, you know, early Comme des Garçons or something like that.
Yeah,
it's really,
yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, we got that, what was it, CDG shirt? Remember?
Yeah, kind of in that.
And we
mean,
had
yeah.
like those unfinished kind of chambray work shirts. Those were cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's what's going on here.
Yeah. We got a lot of podcasts this week.
Yeah. We got some.
Got some guests.
We got some really cool guests coming up. So
yeah.
It's been a little hard to nail everyone down at the right times, and it's kind of getting overloaded in certain spots. But like the guests are good. We're just trying to, they're coming out when they come out. But
yep.
I'm excited about a couple of them coming up here.
We've got a good smattering of offerings for the month of March for Patreon.
Yeah.
We're taking care of you motherfuckers. So definitely thank you. But
so
if you're not a member yet, you gotta hop in. Like truthfully,
in,
do a little mental math and you'll realize it's going to pay off.
Month one, you've paid
we're
for
set
the
up,
year,
we're
yeah.
set up for you to eat and it's just a way for us to take care of people.
We're stressing ourselves out trying to think of stuff. So if that's if that we're really working for you guys that are in there, so don't. So Chase will drop in, you know, kind of the plan for March.
End of this week.
So Thursday, you guys know what to expect for March. The main thing is to keep in mind that we'll drop that in and we'll let you know what the current plans are. But like, we've probably added three or four things going on that weren't a part of the original plan for February. Yeah. So whatever you see, if that feels enticing, inevitably there'll be a handful more things popped in there. So, yeah. So that's good. All right. Well, I think we kind of like touched on a lot of things. Do you want to do, somebody dropped a, what do we call those? Well, we haven't done one in forever. Hot take kind of thing.
Yeah.
In Discord. I'm putting it up right now. Sorry for the call. Okay. This one is basically geared towards Chase specifically. It's titled Bunker / Basement Hoarding. So this is for you.
Yeah.
If you had a blank check to stock up a bunker or basement to hide in, what are you putting in there? What are the fits, food, entertainment, and decorations? I'm going to go take a break for a little while because he's feeling
I'm telling you right now, it's about three shipping containers buried deep underground. You can get to via ladder and or secret slide from inside the house.
Secret slide. It's a fucking discovery
But
it'd
basically be one of the shipping containers would be like a greenhouse with a bunch of artificial light that I could have a bunch of plants and shit. You know what I mean? Maybe a little fish pond. Maybe some exotic plants, some nice tropical plants, lights, all that, this and the other. Room with, you know, couches, video games, a nice place for me and Shan to hang out and read, do our thing, maybe a little kitchen. I mean,
you're currently just describing your house that's buried what I was underground.
Just,
gonna say
is, just imagine if you could take all your things and put them underground. That's what I would do. It's really, for me, it's more about just being underground. I'm really intrigued by like tunnels, bunkers, places that are hidden. You know what I mean? Like I really like.
Why?
I really don't know, dude. Like, I don't know. I really like. You know that podcaster David Ferrier. He does the Armchair Expert stuff, and he has that show. It's Traveler on Netflix, like Morbid Traveler.
I don't know this.
Fuck. Dark Tourist is what it's called.
Oh, I watched like an episode
of
Tourist.
He goes to random places, but he talks about when he was young, his dad dug a tunnel underneath the driveway for him, and he would hang out in the tunnel. I remember just being like, yeah, that's it. As a kid, dude, one of the things that I got in trouble for most, no joke, I'm not kidding at all, is at my house or a friend's house, if we could get our hands on a shovel, we were digging a hole. Like, period. I just wanted to dig a hole. Wherever I could. And I that urge is still very much part of me today.
I would love to sit in on therapy with you. Because God knows what that is. That is really obscure to just have this like really deep feel. Like what are you, like a rodent? Like, what is the deep-seated knowledge to burrow?
I love the idea of it, though. There's nothing I love more than the idea of, like, moving into a home and ripping back a piece of drywall and finding a fucking tunnel or a room.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, like, hold on. I understand. That's cool. Definitely. Yeah. The amount of TikToks I've watched doing, like, that's the whole reason I've downloaded TikTok.
Yeah.
Is because I saw one of those things were popular where, like, they found a safe or they found, like, a hole in the wall or something. And
yeah.
It leads to more stuff. And I'm like, this could be a whole movie for me.
Yeah.
It's half the reason House of Leaves hit so hard for me. I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, there's a hole that's got more stuff in it.
Tell me it's a spiral circus. Yeah. It just keeps going.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be super
scared
of it.
I think there's a part of that, but there's also just like, I like the idea. Like, I just love digging holes, dude. Like, I know it sounds stupid, but like, that's it. I'm trying to
I just love digging ditches. What can I
what's
say?
What's deeper than it is like, there isn't a deeper thing. I just like to do it.
You know, your calling might have been, you know, at like a graveyard.
Yeah.
Just digging holes.
Well,
the whole
job. We were talking before we started the pod, and you said you wanted to touch on it. So let's touch on it. If you gave me all the money in the world today, I famously say this every time, I wouldn't pay my student loans back. I'd make minimum payments until I die. And then other than that, I still fuck around at Canoe Club, but I would just do quote-unquote landscaping. And I would just say, here, I'd find a buddy that has a home or something and say, I'll do this for you. if you pay for some of the materials, you buy me lunch. And I'll just landscape your shit.
I like that you're so concerned that you don't even make him pay for all the materials.
No, because I'm saying I don't want to be bound by their costs. I'm saying I got all the money in the world. If you just fix me up a nice lunch and cover some of the materials, I'll happily bring it over and...
See, I feel like had we both lived in the 50s, I don't think we'd be the most successful people in the world, because we'd be like, oh, we could just afford like regular stuff by doing like simple tasks.
Yeah.
I like doing that.
Yeah. You know what? There was a time we had at our old house. It would have been last year because, or long story short, it was one of the springs we got a lot of rain, and there was a lot. So the weeds and shit were going absolutely nuts. So we had a fella come over from Tasker?
Store Tasker.
Rabbit.
Yeah, Tasker.
Task Rabbit. And it was some like stoner kid that played in a reggae band. He showed up in a big ass Dodge Ram.
70% of Boulder population.
No, this is Denver, technically, but nonetheless.
Maybe worse.
Pulled up in a big ass Dodge Ram, little reggae white kid comes out with like a straw hat on, and you can tell that like he's a pro. He does Task Rabbit, and he goes, oh, is this it? And we're like, yeah, that's it. We had a pile of debris, if you will, to get rid of, and he goes, okay, cool, no problem. Yanks out a tarp, throws the tarp down, rakes it all onto the tarp, puts it in the back of his truck. He's out. He made a couple $100 daddy, you know what I mean? And it's like, part of me was like, this is what he does. He's got a nice ass truck. He's probably not very... He doesn't seem very stressed.
Saying nice-ass truck is the most Midwest thing that anybody can do. Like, be like, he's got a nice-ass truck.
Dude, you see somebody, though, and you're like, I know that truck was 90K. I know it.
They're on a 528-month payment plan.
Well, I was going to say, that's the thing, too. I once lived with a kid who had, like, an $850 monthly payment for his Tundra. And it's like...
That doesn't seem right.
Math
seems a lot.
Well, no, it was just like expensive as fuck, yeah, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know. But anyway, you're right. In another time, when cost of living was low and manual labor was like still needed, you know what I mean? It's still needed. But like back then, like a lot of shit was done with your hands. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would have thrived back then.
Well, I think you hold on to that for a certain amount of time. Maybe it's what you do in your retirement, because I can guarantee all these marketing majors aren't going to be able to like haul some shit around in these like tech towns.
No, bro.
You know what I mean?
You know what? And as we were talking, when you were talking about the movie, I was like, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? My Honda Civic, my Honda, is paid off in 12 months. I think when I make the payment, it's paid off in 12 or 13 months. So in a year,
yeah,
I own that bitch outright. You know what I mean? It's been a long time coming, but I will own that bitch. I bought it new, 2016, and it'll be mine 2025, and I'm fucking gassed about it. But all that money that I'm making car payments, I'm just going to buy a fucking old truck and just dick around with it. And I would love nothing more.
You do. I think we've brought this up before between each other. You do understand you have to pay for like... It's not ain't gonna pass any sort of emissions test.
No.
You're gonna have to pay for that.
I would insure it
title.
3 months out of the year. I'm just saying I want to just have it.
Mm-hmm.
An object to have to fuck
I'm
around.
I'm only letting you know because I feel like if you go on Craigslist, you're always like, whoa, that car's only like $8,000. Sick. And then you're like, wait a minute. If I start, hold on. That's gonna be a lot of money for nothing.
Yeah.
For me to be like annoyed that like I can't park it in certain places.
Yeah.
So I get you though. That's.
But I would love one, man.
Rock solid plan.
Yeah.
Well, why even have both cars? Just one's more reliable than the other?
Well, my thinking is the Honda is going to run for a long time, mm-hmm. undoubtedly. I mm-hmm. bought it new. I'm the only owner. Never had a major wreck in it. Knock on wood. You know, now I'm fucking scared to drive. But more or less, it's very reliable. I've had very few issues, all of which have been minor, and it's like $1,000 to fix, but then I'm good. You know what I mean? The truck is not going to be the same story, and I know that. So I don't want to just like have that truck and then have nowhere to go. We've talked about this. You had some buddies in Chicago who were like, no, I'm just going to get the truck, and then it's cheap, and I'll have it, but then it never fucking works.
Can you pick me up, bro?
Yeah.
I need to cross town. My buddy, bus pass isn't filled up.
My buddy Mike with the clam chowder that everyone knows, he had that Jeep, and I swear to God, I lived with him for almost 5 years. And in that 5 years, 2 years at least, that Jeep was not running. I mean, not running, couldn't go anywhere kind of thing.
I also one time drove a Jeep for a friend around town, and this was like a decked out Jeep. This is like a new Jeep.
Yeah.
And driving around in that thing, it was, first of all, it's like the tightest fucking suspension you've ever driven. So yeah. It's like, it's just,
yeah, yeah.
And then on top of that, it is loud as like a hate breed show.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, I was like, I can't turn up the music. You can have whatever sounds to me. I can't hear it. All I can hear is like tin smacking what sounds like smacking metal against the ground.
You're driving a discount toaster found on the clearance rack in Michael's or in a Home Goods. You know what I mean?
That was the sound level of the thing of like getting an old toaster down from the top shelf was like clang, 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 clang. Yeah. I was like, why is this thing so loud?
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Let's see. I can do this one fast. I think that the fits I would, if I'm just going through the list.
We're back in the
fits
bunker.
We're back in the bunker. First of all, whatever happened, I would have just let happen to me. I'm not going into a bunker. There's no point. You know what I mean? Unless I know 100% I can do blast from the past scenario where I come back out, I meet new people. It's a different time. It's funny. You ever seen the movie Blast from the Past with Brendan Fraser?
No, I was like, no.
His family takes him down into a bunker because they're really paranoid about things. They get a false alarm. They go down there. They don't let him out for like 30 years. He goes out there as like a 30-year-old man and is like interacting with people in the 90s. Very fun. Very cool. Funny. Classic funny.
Brendan Fraser.
Mm-hmm. Love him. I've never gone back to it. Maybe it's not good, but
yeah.
I liked it when I was young.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So if I can do that situation, I'm down.
Yeah.
Other than that, just let the fallout happen to me and, you know, got one eye falls out. I've become a monster. fits, I would want, because it's casual only, I don't need to change. I would just want those pajamas that we had in Japan.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
I want those. I would just only wear those. I don't need other clothes at that point. I mean, what's the point? You know what I mean? Maybe I save underneath, I save my most prized Mayhem t-shirt. I'll keep that one.
Yeah.
So I got that, and then the Japanese pajamas. Food. I don't think you can take that much. It's just like canned food, right?
Pretty easy. I mean, ramen, Cheez-Its.
I didn't think about Cheez-Its, so here's what I'd have. Clif Bars, Cheez-Its, like a green, you know, powder drink, and a bunch of Evian.
Those packaged muffins that Lil Uzi Vert likes to eat?
Those are so nasty.
They're so good. How do they get them so wet still?
I don't know. They're so wet. It's
crazy.
Gross.
Crazy.
Feels like they're like juicy. Feels like you like soaked them for a little while and like, ugh, it's gross.
Oh, man. I love it.
I don't like that. You like fucking like yarmulky. All right. Entertainment. My phone. I don't need a TV or a laptop. That's where I watch movies half the time
anyway.
Assuming
it's all working yet.
AirPods. I need AirPods. So phone and AirPods. And I need to be able to charge those.
Yeah.
If I got those, I'm good, though. I don't need other things.
Yeah, you're good.
Decorations. I don't know. Bring my statues down there.
Yeah. All your little trinkets and stuff.
I don't know. Like, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, am I living down there permanently?
Well.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I need...
You don't need it.
Honestly, less is more. It feels like in a small space like this, it's going to be a less is more thing. Maybe I go the tatami mats like this fella had.
Yeah.
With the little bed that rolls out and stuff.
Yeah.
I could get into that. Keep it low.
Yeah. You know what? In fact, while Machine was out of town, we have a mattress set up in our living room still. I think I told you about this.
Yeah, you did. I forgot
and,
about this.
And I was like, oh, please, 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 can we keep it while you're out of town so I can sleep out there?
You're literally
and I
living like a dog.
Literally, it's Leon's bed, dude, during the day. Yeah. But there's something about sleeping on the ground. There's something about a bed frame that is hardly raised and or no bed frame. I love it.
Oh, look, I agree with you on this. And I know it's like a, you know, everyone's like, oh, you look like a dorm room or you look like a guy without a bed frame. Fine, I don't care. It's not about that. It's about being low to the ground.
I like it being low. It's the same reason I like a step-down living room with a deep, sunken couch.
I don't really sit on the couch all that often.
You sit on the floor.
Sit on the floor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I have like little pads that I put down and I like being on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just I like being low.
No, I feel you.
Yeah. There is a weird, I do, that's my weirdness is I want to be as low to the ground as possible
in
any like comfortable scenario.
If you're in a group, you ever sit on the floor still too?
Yeah, if it's available.
Like I love to, after eating a big meal, say we go to somebody's house and I love to lay on the floor.
A lot of the time I spend in my free time is laying on the ground, like listening to music and just looking at the ceiling.
Yeah.
That's how I relax. I feel like it stretches, you kind of stretch out.
Yeah.
Because inevitably, if you're on a couch, yeah, you can kind of, but you and you kind of contort your body. If I'm on the ground, I can be fully flat like a mummy. You know what I mean? So like I can really, I feel like it's good for my circulation.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I feel like for some reason it's good that it kind of like stops the blood from all going one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just kind of, letting it chill for a little while.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
These are all made up in my head. I don't know anything about science.
But some of the best sleep I've ever gotten in my life was a couple months span where I slept on a camping mat in my buddy's room when I first moved here.
I feel good.
It's good, dude.
Doing that.
Yeah, being flat on the ground is nice.
Yeah. So I don't know what I'm getting at here, but
that'd be your bunker.
Maybe
setup.
I do, but I'm saying maybe I do the tatami mats. No, real.
No, I can dig that.
No other. I keep it really minimal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really all I need. I don't need much. The clothes, I think that, I'm not going out anywhere, so what's really the point? You know what I mean? So I guess I just kind of revert to, at that point, it'd just give me the Lululemon boxer briefs and my five band tees, and I'm good to go. Double XL band tees. Yeah. You know, I'm set.
Yeah.
So, I don't need anything else. I would just feel like this. I need a good skincare setup because it's got to be weird down there.
Would you have footwear? Would you have an internal shoe, an in-the-house shoe?
Can I stand up here? Is it tall enough?
It's tall enough.
If I can only, if I'm just indoors, I'm picking it for those reasons, you know what I mean? I'd get a pair of the Hoka recovery slides. Feels best on your foot.
I feel you. I would do, honestly, I'd probably do a pair of Kyoto's. That's my office.
Yeah, that's good too. I just think that if I don't need to go out at all, so aesthetics are really not important here, then I would just go for that for comfort because it was it's best for support on your arch and stuff.
You think more than the cork footbed?
The Hoka recovery slide is giving a massage every time you wear it.
By the way, just saying it so I don't forget, I do want to set up an appointment to drop off some Birkenstocks to get resold. So if you want to piggyback my order, you're more than welcome to throw some in.
You know me.
I think you throw them away when you're done, but
bingo.
Because, yeah, you got it.
Be honest with you, after 6 months, I've already decided the suede is dirty and I need to get new ones anyway. So
I just, the other day you had them on, I was like, are those fresh boys? You're like, no, I've had these.
No, I when I look at those, I see the one indent that drives me crazy. The belt kind of gets into a corner and it makes a little mark.
Yeah.
That's all I see when I wear them. So.
See, that's so funny to me. I think that's the whole point in getting the suede Birks is that they can get whooped on.
Listen, I don't think you're going to cure my OCD here, so it just is what it is. I can always point out the one mistake in any room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
speaking of
myself, too, if I look in the mirror.
Yeah.
So it's easy.
Yeah. No, I feel you. But, bro, real, then we can wrap this up. We got another pot after this, and we got another pot after this. With Michan out of town, I really had to rein in my – this is the thing. I'm not diagnosed with anything. One, because I'm terrified of the doctor. Two, because I wouldn't even know how to – I don't even know what I would say is like – what I do the hand thing, which that's definitely
you got all sorts
a tick of some sort. Yeah,
digging holes,
but also you know this from years of me being like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm running a little late. I had to turn around halfway coming home. I was convinced I left the door unlocked. So I have that as a thing. I don't like to say it's very I'm so OCD about this, but I think you and I are both clinically OCD.
Probably.
But point being, while Michan was out of town, usually she works from home. I don't have to worry about locking the doors. I don't have to worry about something catching on fire. She's home. So with her out of town, I really, really made it a point now to I would text her and say, doors are locked. I've checked them all. I'm in my car. The doors are locked.
Let me tell you let me help you out here. This is what I do. When I know this is coming up, because I just know it's a thing of mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it probably has to do with I don't know. I've thought about it a million different ways, but I think that what you do is you just make a list on your phone in Notes app, you can just make it be a checklist. I check the things that are the most important and then I go through and I check them when I do them every single day. And then I uncheck them the next day. And then that way I wouldn't make a check unless it was done.
Yeah.
Now I'm good. I don't bother anyone. And I make them ahead of time because I box myself and I was like, these are the things we're checking on. Nothing else would affect the house in any single way. So who cares?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to check those boxes and then I'm out of the house.
Yeah.
And I let it go.
No, I need to figure out something like that works for me, because I will trick myself into thinking that I half-ass checked it just to do the check, not to actually confirm that the door's locked.
But you're good at routine. Just make it a routine.
Yeah, no. And I will say, but I have found a workaround. Basically, I have to sounds silly, but I have to say, door is locked. Like, I'll be shaking it. Being like, door is locked. I'll, you know, check the back door. I walk out through the garage, check the door that leads into the garage, and then I check the door that leads into the house. There's two doors. And then I'll be like, did I pull on it? So, it you know, it's not uncommon for me to get out of my car, close the door, be halfway down the street, have to whip a Yui in the cul-de-sac, come back. Like, my neighbors are probably like, this dude's fucking insane. You know what I mean? But anyway, I wanted to say I am making progress with that. It was something that I was consciously making an effort of, like, fucking do it so that I'm not obsessing all day. Mm-hmm. I don't show up late to work because I got halfway through my commute and realized I didn't check the back door. I did check the back door six fucking times. I know I did, but it's an obsession. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, you have to have like a – there has to be like a closing
– That's it. There has to be something where – yeah, where it feels resolved. It's like when you hear like an Alex G song or an Elliott Smith song, there's a dissonance and then it resolves itself. Mm-hmm. I need that same sensation and I'm mm-hmm. figuring out what I can do to satisfy that.
Mine was just think about it ahead of time and then go, that's the boxes that are checked. I'm not adding anything to it. I'm mm-hmm. not going to double check. I'm just only going to go, did I do it? Check. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I made,
and then you just commit to it, right?
Then you just have to let the rest go. Because what else can I? You know, if I made the check mark, I can't check it twice. What is that going to do,
bro? On Friday, I had myself convinced for the better part of the morning that I left Leon outside. And the thing is, I know that I went out to my car, got in my car, closed the door, went back into the door, opened the door back up to check that it was locked, even though it was locked because I had to unlock it to open it up. And I remember him sitting on the couch, and I was still like, "Is that a false memory? Did I?"
A false memory.
But anyway, I'm getting there. But that was another thing. I was like, I left the dog out, and like, I didn't leave the dog out. I know I didn't because I poured him more water before I left. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm getting there. But
it sounds good.
So if you know me or you met me in person, you know the hand thing, and now you know more about me.
He's got a lot of little things.
Little things.
We all do. Everyone's got him. Yeah. Well, I always say it's like that whole thing. I don't remember who said it, but it was some comedian was like, I don't understand why we pretend like these are things that don't make people like us more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're
things we should work on.
But
who cares? You know what I mean? Like, everyone has. If I didn't have this, I'd just have something else.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, no,
I'm
better.
I would say I'm much better. The one thing is, I had a kid. That shakes you out of it a little bit because you're really just focused on the kids' stuff now. You can't focus on all the other stuff too. Too many things.
Yeah.
Your head just doesn't have space for it and you got to just move on. Yeah. So I can't have work stuff and her and family
and the obsession.
You can't hold all of them. So I got mine shaken up on its own that way. But so that helped. But I still have them. And as soon as they take a trip or something, I'm right back in.
Yeah.
So it's just like a thing. You know what I mean? She's like, I can't smoke cigarettes. I just can't do it. I can't have one because it's funny or because you're drinking. I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
I can't not make my list because I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't get to be calm and cool like everybody. What are you going to do?
Everybody's got a thing. So anyway.
All right. Well, cool stuff happening this weekend. I mean, this week and through the weekend and then next week after that. And then next week after that, we've got our anniversary party. So if you're into Canoe Club shit, just stay in touch. If you're not on Patreon, get on there. If you don't subscribe to us on YouTube, we got cool stuff that we're going to work on later today on that. If you don't subscribe to the podcast, hit the button now because we've got a bunch of really cool guests coming up.
Patreon.com/ShopCanoeClub. Shop Canoe Club everywhere else.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.